paragraph hey va'ayin bahatoyra tfila lechavaku kanal besoifoi bahashmotois. Take a look at the chapter in Likutim Ran that this halacha is based on, chapter 19, which is entitled Tfila L'Chavakuk. Take a look all the way at the end at the appendixes. Hashmotis means the appendixes. What Rav Nosson Zal added on after the Torah, Mevoyer Shom al Posuk Oisei Devoroi Lishmoya Bekoil Devoroi. There it's explained based on this Posuk in Tehillim. They create the Dibur to hear the Dibur. Shehaloshen hakodesh, kishebo milamalo, adayin ein lo ishlemus, ad shemashlim moisei milamato. That this language, loshen hakodesh, when it comes from Hashem, when it comes from above, it is incomplete. And it only becomes complete when we complete it down below here on earth, bebechinas shlemus loshen hakodesh, aydei loshen targum. We bring about the completion of Lashon Kodesh through Targum. Just as the example we mentioned, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to mention it soon, just like a child, a Jew coming into the world. When Hashem creates a Jew, is the Jew complete or incomplete? The answer is incomplete. And he goes through a seven-day period, 7 days of Orla, 7 days of Ra. And on the eighth day, is when he's ready through the Bris Milah, he becomes complete. That's this tikkun of Lashon Kodesh through Lashon Targum. And we had, when we learned Hilchas Milah, Rav Nosson Zal had explained that that's why you have two steps in a Bris Milah. You have the chituch, the removal of the Arla, eliminating the evil that's all bad, and then you have the Priya. The Priya is the tikkun of the Targum, where we don't throw it away, we don't destroy it, we do a certain process of tearing the skin, folding it over. That's the birur. That's the separation of the good from the bad. The Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra, the Targum. And through that, Nizgaleho Atorah, it says, the crown is revealed. The crown of the Bris Kodesh, the Malchus of Hashem, is revealed. V'zeh Soid Kavonas Mitzvahs Mila. Rabbein Azal says over there that this is the secret behind the mitzvahs of Mila. The mitzvah of Mila. Ki kol hadvorim shebor Hashem yisbora hakoil tzorech tikun. Because everything that Hashem created, he created incomplete, defective in a sense, in order to give us the privilege of completing it, of fixing it. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look over there at the end of Torah Yutes. You'll see all of this is explained there very well. And everything that's written over there ties in beautifully. It's the same concept as what we explained here regarding Pesach and Sfira Soimer. On Pesach, Pesach represents Isarusa Delela. Everything came from above. No initiative from below, or certainly not enough initiative from below. Rak she'oz b'shvil tzorech ha'geula nimshach b'chinas haloshna kodesh melamala b'he'ora niflo v'atzuma. It's just that at that time, because Hashem wanted to use loshna kodesh to take the Jews out of Egypt, he turned up the heat on the Lashon Kodesh. He turned up the light. Instead of it being, let's say, 1,000,000 watts, he made it 1,000,000,000,000 watts. Even though it was not yet complete, it didn't have the Targum, so it's not really complete. But still, Hashem, in order to bring about the Geula, Hashem turned up the light on that Lashon Kodesh at that time and made it so powerful, so intense, powerful enough to bring about the Geula, Kedei Sheyuchlu Ligoil, so that the Jews should be able to be taken out of Egypt with that light. Ki oz b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim nizgale shashem yisporach boro esoilom behizgalus niflo v'noira. Because at that time when the Jews were taken out of Egypt, the entire world saw that Hashem is the one who created the world. And they saw it with a tremendous bright light. V'hizgalus chidish oilam zebechinas shleimus loshna kodesh shaboy nivroilam. And the revelation of the fact that Hashem created the world from nothing, that revelation represents Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. Aval af al pikein, adayin loy nishlam bechinas haloshna kodesh melamata. However, even though this was a very high level of Loshna Kodesh, even though this was a very high level of light, it still had not been completed down below here. We didn't do what we didn't add the ingredients that we need to add to it to make it really complete. Bibchinas shleimus loshna kodesh haidei targum, just like we learned before. V'alkein onu tzrichen tekev b'yoyim sheni lahaschil b'tikun zeh. And that's why, after that first day of Pesach, when Hashem put on that July 4th, that super fireworks, the super light that was revealed that first night, a super revelation of Loshon Kodesh, still, on day two is when we roll up our sleeves and we start putting in our, on the assembly line, like in a sense. Hashem put his piece on it. Now it's being passed on to us, the Loshon Kodesh, for us to make our tikkun, for us to add our piece to it that's going to make it really complete. Alidei akrova soimer soim, by bringing this oimer of barley. Ve'oz maschilen lispor sfira soimer, and that's when we start the count, the 49-day count. Shehu bechinas shano metaharin atzmeinu miyoyim el yoyim. This means that we are going through a purification, day by day. Bebechinas isarusa de lesato, and that's taking place down below. We're the ones who are doing that, making that happen, through our words, through our counting of the Omer, through our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. V'alkein soifrim el ho'omer daiko, and that's why when we do this count, we say today is day one, today is day two, day three. We always add the word lo omer. We reconnect it to the oimer, to that korban oimer of barley. Ki oimer soirim hu bechinas loshin targum. Because as we learned earlier, the oimer of barley is that is twilight. Barley is the intermediary between human food and animal food. It's Michael Odom and Michael Behema. So barley is the targum. Shemashlim es haloshin ha-kodesh, which is what completes the loshin kodesh. Shehu bechinas hashleimus, that's the completion and perfection whereby we complete the Kiddusha, Bechinas Loshna Kodesh, Milemato, from down here below, by us earthlings doing what we need to do to make it complete. Alkein Soifrim Loha Oimer Es Hayomim. That's why we count those 49 days from the Oimer. We attach it to the Oimer. Hainu Sfiras Ha-Oimer. Shubchinas isarusa de lasato. That's an initiative from down below. Sha'onamamshich malenu akdusha b'chol yoyim aydei mitzvah sfiras omer. And we actually draw holiness upon ourselves every single day through this mitzvah of counting the omer. By saying those words, hayoyim yoyim hayoyim yoyim echod loomer, we're switching on the light bulb that's of omer, which is targum, which is toivara, that barley, and we're taking the good of that and integrating it into the Kiddusha, bringing it into this 49-day period, which is 49 days of mikvah, purification. Like a woman purifies herself for 7 days for her husband, so too we're going through this 7-week purification for our husband, for Hashem, who we're going to marry on at Matan Torah. In order to leave the 49 levels of Tuma that we were in Egypt and to enter into the 49 gates of holiness. Lizkois lahashlim bishleimus es haloshen kodesh lemato, to be zoichet, to complete, to really, really complete loshna kodesh down below, here on earth. Bebechinas shleimus loshon hakodesh al yedei loshon targum, because the real shleimus of loshon hakodesh is only through targum, which is dependent on us. That's our avoda. We're the ones who are sorting out the toiv from the ra, in bringing that korban from the barley, and in going through these 49 days of sorting out the good from bad, trying to avoid averus, not doing sins, and trying to do more and more mitzvahs. Kanal, as we said earlier. Paragraph of V'al kein b'shvi shel Pesach, shekvar sofarnu shisha yomim, and therefore on the seventh day of Pesach, when we've already counted 6 days of Omer, because the Omer starts on the second day of Pesach, v'oz nimshachin moichin gedoilim, on shvi shel Pesach, the Jews received, and we continue to receive, a very high level of moichin, bechinas reshimu degadlus diabo, kemuva bekavonis. The Arizal gives us the terminology that this is talking about the imprint of gadlus of Abba, which is one of the highest levels of seichel that a person could possibly be zeichet to. That's the light that shines down upon us on Shvi Shel Pesach. Hainu, she'onu mamshich maleinu kedusha gavoya, we draw upon ourselves a very high level of light, al yodeinu, through our initiative, through our efforts, al yidei bechinas isarusa de lesato, through initiative that was taken from down below over here, by the fact that we counted those 6 days already. That's phase one of the Sfira Soimer. When we complete that phase one, we receive this super high level light. V'alkein oz hu kriyas yamsuf. And that's why on that seventh day of Pesach is when we have the splitting of the Red Sea. V'oz machniim hamitzriim. That's when we bring about the downfall of the Egyptians. Shehem ra hakoilel kanal. Legamri. They represent the total evil. We mentioned earlier because Erev Asor, it's Zima, Taivas Niuf, which is a composite of all the different kinds of evil. That's what Egypt was outstanding in at the time. Erev Asoritz. So that's when we bring about their downfall, Legamri, totally. Even though they got whacked very good when we left Egypt, you know, upon leaving Egypt, it wasn't enough. It was at Kriyas Yamsuf that they got the final blows. Bebechinas Shleimus Loshna Kodesh, Al Yedei Loshen Targum. That's Al Yedei Shekvar Sofarnu Shisha Yomim Sfira Soimer. By us having counted 6 days to the Omer already, that brings us to a tikkun that we through that we finalize the tikkun of the Targum to a certain level, and thereby bring the Loshen Kodesh to a certain level of Shleimus. Ki oz nizgale bechinas tikkun abris, bechinas yosef, bechinas yesoid. Because through counting 6 days, we know six is yosef hatzadik, yesoid, the sixth qua attribute of Hashem, from chesed going down to yesoid. Yesoid is number six. The word yosef is bigimatria, six times yudke vavke. So it's on that sixth day of the Omer, which is shvi shel Pesach, that's when there was revealed the Tikkun HaBris of Yosef HaTzadik. Remember, it says that what caused the Red Sea to split? It saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. Hayom ro'o vayonois. The sea saw the person about whom the Torah writes, vayonois. He ran away. He ran away from her. Yosef HaTzadik ran away from Potiphar's wife. Bechinas hayom ro'o vayonos vayetze hachusa. The sea saw this great tzaddik who ran out of the house, who achieved this high level of tikkun abris, which means tikkun of the targum. Al kein oz tekef ha-shvi shel Pesach hutur ha-chameitz. That's why upon the completion of shvi shel Pesach, then chameitz becomes permissible. Ki yefshel lechol chameitz ki maidei tikkun b'chinas eitz hadas toiv ora. Because we learned earlier that chametz is eitz hadas, toiv ora, good and bad. And therefore you can't eat chametz until you've done the tikkun for eitz hadas, toiv ora. One form of the tikkun of eitz hadas is the tikkun of this language targum, which is brought about through tikkun abris, the tikkun abris of Yosef HaTzadik. Shenestakin al yidei loshen targum, kishezoichin levararoi, when a Jew is zeichet to sort out the targum, to separate the good from the bad, and to be able to integrate the good of targum into the kedusha, that's how he brings about a shlemus, a perfection to loshon hakodesh. Shezeh zeichem b'shvi shel Pesach. This is the great light that we're zeichet to on the seventh day of Pesach. The kanal, as we explained earlier. V'ayin b'hatoyra tefila l'chavaku kanal, Rav Nosenthal says, study this, that chapter on Likutim Ran, Torah Yud Tes. Well, V'hovein hadvorim heitev, and understand what we're saying here very well. Meaning, he's saying what he's saying here is extremely important. He's giving us certain concepts, certain yesoidos, which help you understand the whole Yiddishkeit and the whole creation of the world. What was Hashem's role in it? What's our role in it? Why? All the why's. Why was the Torah, why was man created with an Orla, and we first go in and fix the job on the eighth day? Why the Egyptians weren't wiped out completely when the Jews left Egypt? Why Hashem left it to Kriyas Yamsuf? All of these different things, Rav Nosenthal gave us the Yesoidus here, gave us the understanding of what's going on to be able to know how to interpret it all correctly.